Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to go around the AFC North. Remember, all the guests appear on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and I got one question for every single one of these guys, because there's three of them, so there's not that many of them, so
that's
I don't know if I can say every
single
one of them. Oh, we will fill the time. I will fill the space with tremendous questions. And the first man up is Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Ken, Malachi Starks, okay, there you go. Got yourself a safety, I know. Baltimore just does it better than everybody else except for Philly. They get done with their scouting before the combine. So fine, you got Malachi Starks. That's great. What about Mike Green, though? This is an interesting pick there. Take us through it.
Well, the on-the-field product says he should have been taken sooner, but that's obviously why he was still available, right? Because of the situation in, I guess, high school and then at the University of Virginia. And I don't know, maybe the Ravens just wanted to make it clear they don't really have a zero tolerance policy. So they wanted to get that out of the way. But obviously, they've been struggling to find a pass rush dude. Now, Chuck Smith, their pass rush specialist, has been able to make it work. They finished first and second in the league in sacks the last couple of years, but they don't have a guy that anybody game plans for. I am a little surprised, especially with all this Justin Tucker stuff swirling around, that they made this choice. But I guess at the end of the day, it's about winning football games, and he's 21 years old, and hopefully he keeps himself clean off the field.
Yeah, Ken, there was a clip circulating, and it always pops back up when stuff hits the fan when it comes to players off the field, from your head coach, John Harbaugh, yes, talking zero tolerance like you referenced. Is he Fraudy McFrauderson?
Now, I'll say this. Now, my understanding of it, for what it's worth, is that the franchise has tried to make it clear they don't have a zero tolerance policy. But that quote was in after the Deshaun Watson stuff hit, and I think John was feeling a little holier than thou. And audio lasts forever. He gets bitten the rear about it, and he won't backtrack from it. And it does feel a little fraudulent, though the organization has tried to make it clear that every case is different, but that audio is out there.
Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Yeah, you took Tyler Loop. So is that the end of Justin Tucker in Baltimore? Are they having any conversations at all? What's going on there?
Guys, I'm shocked he's still here. Like, it doesn't. I know they want to hide behind the shield, but frankly, he wasn't that good a year ago. You know, just for on the field stuff, you could say, oh, we want to turn the page and have another kicker. And this was this guy, Tyler Loop out of Arizona, was their favorite kicker in the draft. They took him. Now that he's here, why have the headaches of the Justin Tucker situation? And John Harbaugh told us so on Saturday that Tucker's been in the building, which that surprised me as well. I don't know why this is still going on. I assume Tyler Loop will be their kicker.
Will Deontay Johnson be on the Cleveland Browns roster week one?
Dude, he's fun. He's a guy that, and I saw it firsthand after games, they beat the Bengals in that comeback win where the defense stunk on a Thursday night. And he's apoplectic in the locker room after the game because he didn't get enough catches. And I'm watching Lamar Jackson try to calm him down. That guy, his priorities are all screwed up. And as you saw, that the Ravens got rid of him, and then he went to Houston, and they got rid of him. And I think the Ravens picked him back up at the end of the year just so a playoff team couldn't and kind of stick it to Deontay Johnson so that he wouldn't have an opportunity to play in the playoffs. I do not think he'll be on your roster.
What was your thought when the Browns picked up Shedeur Sanders in the fifth round?
Well, there was a few thoughts. Why is he still there? You already drafted Dillon Gabriel. Whose decision was it? I think Shedeur Sanders is a good quarterback. I never thought he was a great quarterback, but I didn't think he was going to go in the fifth round. It is a nice value pick. I am curious where you guys heads were when they took him, especially after taking Gabriel in the third.
I was excited. I'm ready for the craziness.
There's always craziness in your franchise.
How good do you think the Browns are going to be this year?
I do love what they did in the first. I love this Wessinger kid. I hope I'm saying his name right. Their linebacker out of UCLA. And Mason Grant. It seems like the whole division reacted to Derrick Henry bludgeoning people. Mm-hmm. They all took defensive players. I like what they did. How good? I'm not 100% sure they have a quarterback at the moment, though they have a lot of quarterbacks, and that's what you needed. But I think they're better.
Okay. I'll take that. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, talking about the Ravens and their draft over last week. And let's welcome in James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, as well as Sports Illustrated. James, Mel Kiper said the Bengals had the worst draft. The Browns had the best draft. Your thoughts on Mel Kiper's opinion?
That's humiliating.
Yeah.
I totally get where he's coming from, because I think if you rank them and just took a consensus of every draft grade there was, the Bengals would be towards the tail end, and the Browns would probably be towards the top because they added some high-end talent, including Shedeur Sanders, who Mel Kiper loved. So I'm not surprised, I would say, that's the case.
Now, like, I'm not trying to troll you. Usually I am. Like, you took Shamar Stewart. He's a project. Yeah. He wins the drill better than anybody, but I don't know if he actually knows how to play football. Demetrius Knight, another project guy out of South Carolina. You've changed over defensive coordinators this last year, if I'm not mistaken. So did that kind of raise your eyebrows as well? It's like, okay, I know you need defense, but you took two guys that I don't know if they're exactly plug-and-play guys, because if they are, I think that they can leave a back door open for you a lot in those early parts of the season.
Well, this is definitely a coach-based draft, I would say that. I think Al Golden wanted specific guys, certainly specific traits. With Shamar Stewart, I get it. 4.5 sacks in 3 years. Did have a bunch of pressures, but I think that they looked at it, and all of these guys had red flags or question marks. And so instead of going with a character red flag, they go with a question mark. Hey, can we get more out of this guy? And they think they can in Shamar Stewart. Now, I disagree with Demetrius Knight. I think Knight is going to come in and be a plug-and-play guy and isn't as much of a project. You're right, he hasn't played a ton of linebacker, but I think that they think he checks enough of the boxes that even if he wasn't in coverage a ton in college, that he's going to be able to bolster their run defense and that 1-2 punch you have at running back in Cleveland.
If Joe Burrow demanded the opportunity to pick one player in the draft, would the Bengals have to let it happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You guys have seen this. Remember LeBron?
What are you talking about, remember LeBron? What about that?
Yeah, he was good.
You don't need him now. Sweeping, baby.
That's right. That's right, Rapine.
That's a good point.
BetMGM has the Bengals with the second best odds to win the AFC North. How would you line them up?
That's fair. Yeah, the Ravens are back-to-back champs. They should have the highest odds, and then the Bengals second. After that, I'm sure it's Steelers third, but, man, can they I don't even know if you guys can comment, but can they solve their quarterback issue? That's what I want to know.
What did you think of Shedeur Sanders, or what did you think when the Browns took Shedeur Sanders? Oh, he's laughing.
It's about time. It's about time. He's better than Dillon Gabriel, and it was nice of him to get drafted at some point.
Boy, that's a hell of a thing to say right there. He's better than Dillon Gabriel. So if they're tied, say in your estimation, if they're tied in the preseason, who does the tie go to? Does it go to Shedeur Sanders, or does it go to Dillon Gabriel?
Well, is Shedeur a pain in the ass, or is he doing his job?
Hey,
he's
doing his job.
Wait, where does that come from? Why do you need to ask that question?
What are you talking about?
If he's doing his job, then it will be him.
Why do you think he wouldn't do his job?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
He just had the biggest moment of his life.
Bringing a boombox to training camp, then it might be a little bit of a distraction.
That's part of the process. Yeah, and sometimes the teams play loud music at practice.
San Francisco 49ers brought a boombox out, and they went to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear it.
Will Shador have his own boombox and own soundtrack for practice?
Well, that's a question that he has to answer.
And Friday the 13th, Jason does Manhattan. There is a prominent boombox scene. So let's cut the wisecracks.
James Rapine, Locked On Bengals, Sports Illustrated down in Cincinnati. We'll welcome in Donnie Chedrick, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Donnie, football, where I have to admit this, you drafted a bunch of guys I loved, and I don't know how to handle it. I like Caleb Johnson a whole bunch, and obviously Jack Sawyer and Will Howard were two players I was excited about, and you got all three of them. How do Steelers fans feel about the Steelers after the draft?
I mean, per usual, I think people are very, very high on what they did. Now, I mean, you got to try to temper that a little bit. You know, not every single pick is an A-plus right after the draft did happen, but the three guys you mentioned there are three of the favorite picks. Caleb Johnson, like, he initially got the comparisons to Najee Harris because of the 40 time, but you watch him, he looks a lot faster when he plays football than Najee Harris. He fits the offense better. And not to mention, he played on a team that ran the ball like 99% of the plays last year. That's something you have to play into that. Sawyer, you know, in Pittsburgh, he's going to become a fan favorite pretty quickly.
Why is that?
Hard hat guy, first in, first out, chip on the shoulder, sneaky athlete, all those attributes I think you could put on him, I'm sure. And then you get a quarterback with Will Howard at 185 who, I just don't think there was that much separation between Howard and, like, the upper echelon of quarterbacks in this draft, which, I mean, we know and you guys know firsthand how odd of a quarterback draft it was.
Well, what does this mean for the depth chart? Like, we still don't understand what's going on with QB1 in Pittsburgh because we were all thinking or just assuming that was going to be Aaron Rodgers. But as it stands now, do fans think this increases or decreases the chances that Aaron Rodgers will be there?
Everybody is kind of sitting with the assumption that Rodgers will eventually sign. It's just a matter of when with him. I mean, who knows, like, what, you know, he has to cross off on his little to-do list before that happens. But, you know, I know that Ian Rappaport had the update on Friday night that he had talked to Art Rooney, and they're basically just waiting on Aaron Rodgers, but he, quote, wants to be a Steeler. So I think that's just everybody's assumption right now. I mean, they'll look like idiots if it doesn't end up happening, though.
Are you at all excited about Aaron Rodgers? It doesn't seem like you are.
Not a ton. I mean, I'm cool with going into a season where the Steelers could actually be kind of bad. Like, I'm not afraid to have that season if it means greener pastures ahead. Now, I know it doesn't automatically mean the guy that they pick early in the first round next year would be their savior, their franchise guy, just because, you know, Roethlisberger was the pick over 20 years ago. I know it's not an exact science, but at least if you had a season with Mason Rudolph, there's a chance they're bad. Like, with Rodgers, it feels like the floor is 9, like, you know, they're going to be 9-8. They'll probably be that anyway, let's be honest. But with Rodgers, it feels like the floor would be 9-8 and the ceiling's like 11-6, maybe, best case scenario.
What are we getting with Deontay Johnson?
I had to laugh a little bit when you guys got him. We were also doing an exercise yesterday trying to find if anybody has crossed off all four AFC North teams. He could be the first to do so if he goes to Cincy after this. He just seems like a head case who will soon enough be completely out of football. I liked the guy a few years ago, don't get me wrong. Like, I thought he was sort of a, you know, quarterback's best friend. He got good separation, really good route runner. I don't know what the hell happened with him, though. Like, he just completely fell off the wagon, and he couldn't stick with a team like Baltimore or Houston last year.
Why do you think teams are still into him? Why do you think he still is getting these opportunities?
I honestly don't know. I thought last year would be the last we saw from him in the NFL. So I don't know if it's a desperation move or, you know, I mean, did they hold, like, I know they had like a meeting with him. Did they hold like a private workout in Cleveland for him and maybe like saw that this dude still has it? I mean, otherwise, it sounds like his last few stops, he's been a cruddy teammate. Like, there were rumors a few years ago that he got in a fight with Mitch Trubisky in the locker room. That's what led to Kenny Pickett's, arrival at halftime against the Jets. And then they're...
Donnie, hold on. Ken, Ken, this station used to be a supporter of Mitch Trubisky. The men are standout. You want someone on the Browns who got in a fight with him? Picked a fight with him? Come on.
I didn't say I wanted him on the team.
Wow.
I didn't say I wanted Deontay Johnson. I think I made my opinion rather clear at the end of the show yesterday.
Do the Browns know about this?
I bet they do. I'm willing to bet they do. Will he get in a fight with one of the four quarterbacks?
Well, that would eliminate one of them, possibly.
Make
the decision easier. Hmm.
Can four quarterbacks take on one Deontay Johnson?
He probably doesn't care for one of the guys that are there.
All right, what did you think of what did you think of the Browns picking up Shedeur Sanders?
I mean, I assumed that eventually somebody would get him, but since they drafted Dillon Gabriel, which can we kind of go on that for a quick aside? Like, what the hell was that, Dillon Gabriel? I didn't
ask you about Dillon Gabriel. I asked you about Shedeur Sanders.
Stay on topic,
answer the question.
Donnie.
Stay on it. Yeah. I mean, if we went down a rabbit hole of Browns problems, we'd be here all day. So answer the question.
It's worth taking a shot given how far he's fallen. That was an all-time draft slide there. But I just got curious picking back-to-back QBs in the draft. Now you kind of pigeonhole yourself for what like a training camp battle is going to look like.
All right, Donnie. There really wasn't an answer I was looking for, but thank you very much all the same, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Donnie Chedrick, who calls himself Donnie Football, but only during football season apparently now. Donnie Chedrick, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, part of the great triumvirate. That is Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, James Rapine, Locked On Bengals down in Cincinnati, and the great Donnie Chedrick, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh as we went around the AFC North. So two out of two guests on around the AFC North both say that, yeah, Deontay Johnson is going to be a problem. Probably not going to be on your roster by the time the season starts. Yeah, I don't imagine. That's why I was so cross with Keith at the end of the show yesterday. Of all the things that we were talking about, heat, the whole thing, who the Cavs could possibly be playing, everything else. Yeah, you guys should have brought up Deontay Johnson. Should we have brought up Deontay Johnson?
Judging by the reaction we just got from one of the guys covering
maybe
the team.
Keith will say yes. Yeah, maybe Keith will say yes. I have an update here for Guardians fans. It's a picture from Joe Noga that he took. They didn't send out did they send out an email? Why didn't they send out an email?
I didn't get one. I'll look at my personal because I
sent out an email.
I have the plan, the walk-in plan or whatever.
It's like the Kremlin over there. I swear to God. All right, says this is from last night when they started the game in the middle of the night. It was midnight baseball last night after the weather delay. Said, fans, thank you for this. This is up on the scoreboard. Joe Noga took this picture. Says, fans, thank you for your patience as we have navigated the forecasted inclement weather this evening. We apologize for the lengthy delay. To show our appreciation for fans of tonight's game, all ticket purchasers who are in attendance tonight will receive an email with details about a complimentary ticket offer tomorrow. Maybe they'll send the email today.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll get the information out at
all
some
right,
point.
There you go. So you're going to send that out.
Now, they're not saying anybody who is actually seeing that message at midnight when the game was ending, you are the only ones eligible. Right? No, everybody is eligible.
Well, it says, to show our appreciation for the fans of tonight's game, all ticket purchasers who are in attendance tonight. So they know if you clicked your ticket over.
Well, everything's on the ballpark app now. So
yeah, you're going to receive, and someday it's all going to be facial recognition.
Yes.
So they're going to know whether or not you walked in there. You're going to receive an email with details about a complimentary ticket offer tomorrow.
Well, that's nice.
That's fine. Just as long as you're in the stadium buying concessions.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Today is tomorrow. So you will receive something today. If you were in attendance last night and you're pouring some coffee this morning because Boy, you were up late last night.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Then you get yourself a chance. I'm just glad they won the damn game. I don't care. Tanner Bibee looked good. I'm just happy they won the game because you played two and a half days of listless baseball.
It's 8:30 in the morning now. How many people stayed last night and are up now?
Probably a lot. Who's still asleep?
People that stayed at baseball games till midnight?
No.
Gotta get up at some point. Don't you have kids?
If you got home, you...
Not if you're staying at baseball games till midnight.
If you're staying at the baseball
game... There's no way parents stayed at baseball games till midnight.
No.
So it's all single individuals frolicking.
Oh, of course.
All right, say you're 31.
Cleveland's biggest single scene is at Progressive Field.
You're telling me people don't meet at the ballpark?
That's where I had my first date. Well, my second date. Yeah.
That's nice. Are you serious?
That's why we go there all the time.
That's so nice. I didn't realize
that. Scene of the crime, Ken. There was also a riot downtown that day, just so you know.
Oh.
Or a protest.
Oh.
Yeah, get it right.
Yeah, you got to get it right there, buddy. Yeah.
They didn't bust anyone.
That's the Oklahoma. Well, excuse me. Go get a leather vest. You want to go get a leather vest and grow a longer beard? Start smoking some cigs over there? Is that what you want to do?
My beard was as long as that.
At one point, yes. As long as they're in the building, that's fine. And I'm glad they won just because you needed to win. If you were 31 years old, say you're a 31-year-old single guy, you went with your buddies last night. Yeah, you're up. You're going to work today. What time would you be home?
Yeah.
At the furthest you're driving in. Because if you're from, like, the Canton area, you went back home. But if you're living in Lakewood, yeah, you could have stayed at the game. If the game ended just past midnight, get home at 1. If you're able to get right to Betty Buys, which you probably go to bed at 1 anyway. If someone goes to work 9 to 5, how late do they stay up? 1 a.m.?
Ooh, that's late.
What? No, my dad used to stay up.
Crazy watching late NBA?
You think I don't sleep? My
dad
was
out operating meat cutting machines?
What did you say again?
Watching late night NBA.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Big West Coast NBA guy.
Yeah. My dad was a real Dr. Jack Ramsey all over there. Second time I've mentioned him today. Yeah, big, big, big NBA fan, the old man. Yeah, you're probably at work. You're probably on your way to work. You get a free ticket for whenever. A complimentary ticket, I beg your pardon, for the future. So, again, I'm just glad they won because it was two and a half days of just dreadful, dreadful baseball. 216-474-0092. I want to check this real quick before we move on. It's taken forever. All right, forget it. You want to play this Jeff Phelps clip? This is Jeff Phelps yesterday.
The one that presses play.
Can you lay this out for me here, Tone?
Yes. Yeah, so
this Jeff Phelps situation.
I guess it came up about, you know, we're having this debate about whether there was conviction about Dylan Gabriel and where does the tie go to if it's between Gabriel and Shador. It's something, you know, all Browns fans are kind of talking about. Well, they went even further with it yesterday on the Midday Show.
Who was crying for Brock Purdy? Nobody. Who was crying for Shador Sanders? A lot of people. People want to see.
What do you mean crying for?
Who was saying? Oh, did anyone go out and say, not once did I hear on this station, oh my God, the Browns have to draft Brock Purdy, whatever it takes to get him. I don't care, trade anybody. The Brock Purdy is not Shador Sanders.
That he's player, a hell of a lot better, as it turns out.
We're in two different worlds here, Jeff. The world I'm telling you about is the one where Shador Sanders was someone who was coveted, that player that people wanted out of college.
You're talking about perception. I'm talking about reality. Reality is Brock Purdy's become a pretty damn good quarterback, and Shador might become one. They traded up to get Trey Lance, and Shador Sanders has the exact same chance here. But if he doesn't do it, then he's not going to stick around.
If Brock Purdy failed, Jeff, no one would have cared.
Well, no. If Shador Sanders fails, nobody cares here. He was a fifth-round pick.
People will still care if he fails.
Okay, fine.
That's perception
instead of reality.
All right. I think I agree with Jeff.
What?
Yeah, I think I agree with Jeff.
I think we got to throw away the first 40 seconds of that and just focus on...
fans will care. They will absolutely care. But, guys, this is the beauty of taking Shador Sanders. This is why, like, somebody brought up about Deontay Johnson. Like, Ken, you said to embrace the craziness. Deontay Johnson, I go, no, I want to embrace fun craziness. Shador Sanders is fun. Him coming to Cleveland and working out over at Browns Fit and then running the hill.
What Jeff is saying is that if the end of training camp this year, they cut Shador Sanders,
okay,
no one's going to care in Cleveland that they cut him.
Oh, yeah,
there's going to be a ton you don't agree with
that. Oh, no, I don't. I didn't know he was saying at the end of camp. I thought he meant for the year.
He's saying at any point if they cut him. Where he's getting into who we know about Brock Purdy now. Who we know about Brock Purdy now has been to the Super Bowl. Before Brock Purdy had started a game as a quarterback, you didn't think he'd ever start a game as a quarterback.
This is part of the people
thought Shador Sanders was going to be the starting quarterback here.
This is why
after he was drafted in the fifth round
think
he's going to win the quarterback competition and be the starter in week one.
That's what makes this so much fun because there's so many tentacles to this. You can cut him. Like, if he's fourth on the depth chart and he's a fifth-round pick, the closest one to being cut should be Shador Sanders. But if you cut him, boy, your quarterbacks better be good.
Well, now, how does he look? How does he look in preseason? Because
he's probably going to look pretty decent.
Okay, you think he looks decent?
Yeah.
I guess I would say if he looks like he doesn't belong, and I'd have to go back and see how, you know, third string Browns quarterbacks, fourth string have looked, and everyone's like, "Well, okay, doesn't
Josh
belong."
Josh Dobbs.
Like, okay,
no, his first game though, he was good. Remember.
Did he?
His first game, he was good.
No, I'm just saying he was good in the preseason. Everybody thought he should have stayed here. Yeah. And they got pissed that he got traded.
He did.
If he looks like he doesn't belong, I think then maybe Jeff wins, right? I guess I'd have to take it back.
But
if he looks like he doesn't belong in the preseason games and is a fish out of water and the reports from the joint camps are, oh, my God, he was overwhelmed.
We've talked about it, at least personally, the Baker boys, there's a different term, but there were those, and now there are Shador people in Shador's camp like
that. Yes, I brought this up to you during break.
And those people are going to care whether he sucks in preseason or not if he gets cut.
Anytime I'm starting to see this, because when we first got Baker, like, I didn't know that it was like that, and I should have known. Like, there were people, and they would have, like, OU Sooners.
Yeah.
Evies, and they were calling in from Tulsa, and they were calling in from outside of Norman, and they were getting involved, and they were very defensive of Baker. This is before any Browns fan became a Baker. I hate the term, but Baker bro, whatever. This is before any Browns fan became like that. And they were very defensive. I'm starting to see that because, yes, the Sanderses have their own fan base. And so we are starting to see some people jumping in. They'll be upset, but they'll just blame the Browns. They'll just say that the Browns are terrible and that the Browns failed. I turned my own mic off by hitting the table. They failed Shador. That's what they'll say. But I think that you look at it and you go, all right, you better have good quarterbacks there because he was supposed to be a first or second round choice. But he is a fifth round pick, so he'd be the closest one to failing. I thought Jeff meant for the entire year. I didn't think Jeff meant at camp. At camp, yes, it'll be a controversial thing. If it's the entire year and then you get to the end of the year and Shador has played a little bit and he just doesn't look good and Dylan Gabriel doesn't look good and none of the other guys look that great, guys, this is the best thing for you. Fifth round pick, it didn't. What's the investment you really have to make in Shador Sanders? Nothing. Nothing. If he really doesn't work out, you're not beholden to him for next year. This is the beauty of it. This is why I was saying you have to make this choice and stand out there. I didn't think he was going to be taken in the fifth round. Now you don't. Shador's a major celebrity, but if he doesn't work out, you don't have to hold on to anything, and you can just move on to next year. And hell, if they don't know how to handle him, if the franchise allows a fifth round, I know he's a celebrity, if they allow a fifth round pick to quote-unquote derail their season, then none of these guys should be in charge anyway. None of them. It's the same thing I said about wide receivers. If you let a wide receiver derail your entire season and your entire franchise, you really shouldn't be in charge anyway. Even the Steelers don't do that. They've had how many different crazy people play wide receiver for them, including a guy we just picked up 2 days ago.
Yeah, that's why I'm really going to be interested in what his fan base is truly going to be. First of all, how many Browns fans are already converted like he has to be the starter? He has to be number one.
I really like him. I just don't think he has to be the starter. I think Joe Flacco is your starter.
Right, but you know how it is anytime there's a rookie quarterback. This happened with Baker when we were going through the Tyrod Taylor versus Baker wars. You're always going to want the draft pick to start sooner than later.
But
you got more guys in the way now.
We had that clip of Jeff. Jeff says the Browns have nothing to lose with taking Shador Sanders, and if he doesn't work out, he doesn't work out. I didn't realize he meant by the end of camp. I thought he was talking about the entire season. Because I frankly, right now... I think it does. I think if you go into a season, if they're not going to be that good this year, like say I'm wrong, and I've been wrong many times. Daryl and I had it out on Monday, and I said, because he said if they cut Shador...
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball... Every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, draw deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sanders by the end of training camp, that some other team's going to snap him right up. And I said, no, 31 other teams passed on him how many times over? You would just be confirming to them that he's not good. Because you can't turn around. You can't just use the Browns as a blanket for everything. It has to at least make sense. So if the Browns can't get anything, they need quarterbacks. If a team that needs a quarterback says that this guy isn't good enough to be a quarterback, then you know what? He really is a jerk. He really is a goofball. He really doesn't know football. You really don't need to bring him in. Not even bring him in for your squad at the back end of your roster. I don't think that that's going to be the case, any of that stuff. But you would be confirming what they think. So you can put him, if you really wanted to, you could put him on the practice squad. But say I'm wrong and he does get picked up by another team. And we go out there and we clunk around with Joe, with Kenny Pickett, with Dylan Gabriel. You're always going to be asked, why didn't you give Shador Sanders a chance? If we're going to sit here and we're going to be in the mud, why didn't you give Shador Sanders a chance? So it's almost, to the point where you can't cut him. And I don't know what you do coming out of camp. I don't know if you hope that somebody else on another team goes down. You don't want to hope for injury. You hope that somebody else on another team goes down and maybe there's a possibility. I know that they've talked about it on other shows. Maybe there's a possibility that Joe gets traded. You just traded for Kenny Pickett. He's young. You're thinking about the future. Like, I think what they're secretly hoping, like, for me, for the fans, for everybody, it's like, you got to show that you're taking it seriously. Joe's your starter. But I think secretly they're hoping that Kenny looks real good, or Dylan and Shador look really, really good during training camp, and then you could justify going, hey, these guys are younger. Joe's 40. I know it's been fun. The so-and-sos need a veteran backup. They decided to trade us a fifth-round pick back for Joe, so we get our fifth-round pick back. You want to make it justifiable to the fan base. Tell me I'm wrong on that.
I'm just trying to think about how you're even going to run this camp with all these arms.
There's only so many reps.
There's only so many reps. Obviously,
you've got
the
most camp arms in the NFL.
But there's no limit to mental reps.
That's true. You can take as many mental reps you want. So think about that if you feel like you're not getting your opportunity. Obviously, Flacco doesn't need reps. But, yeah, he's got to play a little football. And then, you know, what are you doing? By the time you get to the joint practices, you know, that's I would imagine, unless Kenny Pickett just dazzles. But then, you know, what is Kenny Pickett dazzling? Like, what's his ceiling?
So is Joe Flacco just your insurance policy then?
If for $4 million?
Yeah. But that's a pretty good policy $4 million bucks, for $4 million bucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm in agreement. $4 million.
Yeah, if you had a situation where your backup, like there's younger backups, but backups are we're seeing are very important. So if your backup ended up getting hurt in a preseason game, $4 million bucks, that's nothing. If you get a good quality backup and you're supposed to be a playoff team this year. But again, the fans have to see Kenny, Dylan, Shador play well. Two of the three, one of the three, they have to see one of them play well. Because if you're just trading Joe Flacco around, I'm going to be sick that day. Because then I know what you're doing. And I think everybody knows what they're doing, and eventually we'll have to accept it. But the fun starts to go away. Like, one of them has to show something to get excited about. But it is the preseason. One of them usually do. Eddie and Westlake, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys, I don't think we got to be worried about all this. I mean, Shador Sanders is going to take this job. I mean, you talk, man, they're not going to take this kid, and he's not going on the practice squad because somebody would take him away from your practice squad and put him on their roster.
Let me ask you this. Why are you so confident, knowing now that we completely overtalked Shador about his draft profile? Nobody had him as a first-round grade. I wonder how many even had him as second-round grade. So how do you know he's just going to come in? Why are you so confident, I should ask?
Because it's competition. And I love Joe Flacco. But come on, man. I mean, he has his competition is a guy that's on the back end, definitely on the back nine. You know, he has one last three holes. And then you got a guy, Kenny Pickett was just an upgrade over DTR, which wasn't very difficult to do, okay? And so we saw Kenny Pickett. And then, listen, I told y'all this before. I don't know what the Browns was doing with that Dylan Gabriel, but there's the NFL over the last 20 years has had like two guys that were under 6 foot that were elite. And in my opinion, that was Drew Brees and Russell Wilson. That was it. Nobody else was elite at that. So, I mean, this might be the third. Maybe we got the third because we do got Harvard guys. But at the end of the day, it's hard for a six-foot quarterback or less, this guy ain't even 6 foot, to be elite or to ball in the league. So I'm not worried about Dylan Gabriel. I don't know why we picked him. That was the only – but I'm not going to fault Andrew Berry, A.B., because he had on 6 out of 7. But I'm telling you right now, that was a bad pickup. Everything you read about, saying that kid would have still been there in the fourth or fifth round. You could have reversed Shador Sanders and them. Shador could have went in the third, and this kid would have still been available in the fifth. If you listen to people, if you read every article you read, there's like 10 out of 10 that say, oh, this kid would have been available in the fifth round. So I don't know. Eddie, but we got our guy. Well, and it's what it is.
Eddie, thank you very much for the call.
If they reversed him, though, there would be none of this conversation. We would have none of this conversation.
No.
If Gabriel went in the fifth round instead of the third.
Jim in Strongsville, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Listen, Ken, here's kind of why I disagree. I actually think Flacco is the guy that's the odd man out at the end of the training camp. And the reason why is we keep treating Joe Flacco like he's this sure thing and this steady Joe Flacco. Yeah, he's a steady guy that throws, what did he throw last year? 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. I mean, that's what he is. You can't win consistently with him. That's why Andy sent him back to the bench. I just don't see any upside. And I think, yes, the Browns could come out and you're like, well, if they want to be taken seriously, they're going to do this. How seriously are you taking if your starting quarterback and your guy that you can't get moved off the spot at the beginning of the year is Joe Flacco? I don't think that's a very serious position. I think the best thing they can do is play these young guys, see what you have with them. At least they have upside. Maybe you unlock something. Joe Flacco, you're not unlocking anything. You know exactly what
you're
going
to get. Yeah, but who's the one out of the four quarterbacks, who's the one that you trust the most? Don't you trust Joe the most?
I mean, you say trust, but you would – yes, I trust him to go out there and throw a quarter more touchdowns than he throws interceptions. That's what has been proven. And yeah, that doesn't even include pick sixes, which go the other way.
Okay, but that also neither of us have mentioned, and Jim, thank you for the call, neither of us have mentioned the teammates.
Are we talking about trusting him for a game or trusting him to be the quarterback for the season? Because those are big differences.
Well, none of them I trust to start for the entire season.
I trust him for a game. I don't trust him to be the starting quarterback for 17
I've never
games.
Said the entire season. I've only said to start the season. I think at some point the wheels come off.
Yeah, get the I'll ball, clarify. Get the ball rolling.
Yeah, well, we get the ball rolling for the season. Again, it's not just the
so
it's not just
two,
the fans.
Starting?
It's not just the fans. Well, I don't think it's just game two.
Let's schedule game it.
You're going to give them some time. I think that the fans are one thing. I also think the teammates are another. There's definitely guys in there who take him seriously. It wasn't the reason that Myles Garrett decided to stay in Cleveland. First off, it wasn't his choice. Second of all, he got $123 million guaranteed. He'll play with anybody. He'll play with 10 before he turns down $123 million guaranteed. That's fine. Joe is a guy, like it or not, you can be as excited as you want to about Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel and God knows who else, but Joe's the guy that they take seriously within the locker room. And don't think that Kenny Pickett, don't think it's lost on him when he's sending texts to Quinshon Judkins on Friday night after he got drafted. So Kenny's trying to go for the gusto as far as being a leader here. This is not just going to be a who is the best overall quarterback. That factors into it heavily. It's also who can gain the trust of the veterans on this football team? Who can gain the trust of the people who are even above the veterans on this football team as to far to who to take it seriously? Because you can't just keep kicking the can down the road. These guys have to understand that it's the NFL, and yeah, while you can say, hey, we want to keep Andrew around, and we want to keep Kevin around, and we want to keep these people in charge, this could change. This could change because, as Zach always says, December in Berea, all these best laid plans on the spring are just that, because by the time December comes around, then we really get to stepping because the fans are upset. We're looking for a new fresh break, and so they end up paying the fiddler for that. So they have to keep that in mind. That's why you have to put up at least the front, but I think it's serious that you are making an attempt to win football games and take a stab at a seventh seed in the playoffs with starting Joe Flacco. Even though, yeah, that in honesty, I think that car will run out of gas sometime in October.